This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, come on. Showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Final hour here of the Wendy's Big Show on a Friday, Big Friday. Three game set between the Cardinals and the Brewers gets underway tonight out in St. Louis. And of course, the Packers preseason gets underway out in San Francisco against the 49ers. Got a lot of exciting stuff to talk about. I'm Toby Altizer. That's Adam Roberts. Leroy Butler here as well. We are live from the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University is now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. And now it is time to get out to the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. And bring in our guest from golongtd.com, Tyler Dunn. Ty, how you doing today?
What's up, fellas? How you been?
Doing well. Tell us a little bit about GoLongTD and what we can find on that site.
Hey, man, I appreciate the opportunity. Yeah, we launched it in November 2020 and just want to be a forever home of long-form journalism, right? I just feel like a lot of that magazine-style writing, reporting has kind of gotten lost in the mix as a lot of the business kind of moves toward the fast food model. You know, that's kind of what the corporations are pushing a lot of sports writers to do. So on the Substack platform, you can sign up, golongtd.com, and just do a lot of these profiles, deep dives on teams. And, you know, you can subscribe any day, anytime, but also you can just sign up for free and you'll give it a shot. If you like what you see, you can always upgrade at any time. But obviously know where that butter's bread, right? I spent a lot of years out there covering the Packers and have a lot of connections there. So definitely we'll be tapping into Green Bay quite a bit. Bob McGinn, who I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with, he'll be back for season two here, going to bring his expertise. So yeah, a lot of good stuff, a lot of fun. And I really can't thank everybody out there enough for signing up. I've been overwhelmed with the amount of Wisconsin Knights that have found us.
Well, and you got a piece that came out today about Kenny Clark. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Definitely. Yeah. So I want to say that kind of started back in January ahead of the playoff game against the 49ers. I flew out to Green Bay and spent a couple hours with Kenny at his home right in De Pere. And, you know, that conversation was more about, you know, everything off the field he's been through in terms of his dad getting thrown into prison, you know, basically for a murder he insists he did not commit. You know, Kenny's a little kid, seen his dad get taken away. It kind of left scars that took years to heal. And at that moment, he was just kind of figuring out how it all made him and as a person, as a player, all of that. So we caught up again, had a training camp, and this time we just talked all about football. I think it's kind of an extension of that journey of self-discovery, whatever you want to call it. But as a football player, he is determined to just take this this leap, this next step into all-time status, right? I think that he's driven to be an all-time great as a nose tackle, as a defensive tackle, as just a general player in this game. And he details, you know, in just incredible detail how he's doing it, from a keto diet to doing Pilates to just mentally trying to put himself in that stratosphere of like, yeah, I'm better than Aaron Donald. Yeah, I'm better than Cameron Hayward, any of these guys. And that's what Green Bay needs, right? I mean, it's not just some guy willy-nilly declaring himself the best. This is a team that needs to win with defense. Like, you lose Devontae Adams, and I love what Brian Gutekunst, what Matt LaFleur, everybody did. Instead of chasing that, instead of trying to find that replacement, you lean into what you are best at. You find a new identity. You're going to win with defense. And it feels like this team is on the cusp of going from good to great. I think the personnel is there, the scheme is there, the experience is there. And in Kenny Clark, you've got like the leader, the voice, to elevate into that top three, top one stratosphere, which since 1967, Green Bay's had the number one defense once, and it was Leroy's team in 96. They think that they can do that this year.
Well, Leroy, do you think they can do that?
Well, I'll tell you what, you have the personnel to do it, because and how you doing, Tyler? Tyler's my guy.
Congrats, Leroy.
Yeah, thanks
a lot. Congrats, brother.
I appreciate that. I want to stay on Kenny Clark for a second, because you're right about the defense. And for some reason, when you do these one-on-ones with these players like you did with MVS, I always learn something new. That what makes your journalistic – is that a word, journalistic?
Journalistic, skill? Yeah.
We just create a word. That's very good. And he doesn't get the headline he deserves, because I had a conversation with Warren Sapp. That's my guy. Warren Sapp, to me, we're on the same page when we're talking about impact. Now, he's, to me, once you're a gold jacket, as you know, you're all GOATs. So, to me, the first step is what we talk about. Warren Sapp had one of the best first steps of all time. Aaron Donald, first step, hands of all time. Howie Long, to me, is platinum. And then, you know, we're in the room with all the other gold jackets. I said, what about 9-7, cuz? Who? 97. Oh, well, you know, he's going to be all right. Sapp, no, that's Roy Lee's boy. That's Kenny Clark, man. That kid is, there was, you know, some of the players were like, okay, I'm going to start watching him a little bit. So he's on that level now of being the guy that can dominate the defense. And I think Quay Walker's going to benefit. And I also think 59's going to benefit. But and the reason why, and my question is, do you think he can handle the pressure of that? Because he's such a great young man on and off the field. Do you think he can handle all the glamour that's going to come with being one of the top tackles in the world?
I really think so. I think he is embracing the pressure that comes with declaring yourself the best of the best, as he did in our conversation, right? Like he said it not once, not twice. I want to say three or four times. And I think by kind of verbalizing it, by putting it out there, he wants all the smoke that comes with that.
Ooh.
Right? He knows the other guys. He knows Aaron Donald and DeForest Buckner and Cameron Hayward, Chris Jones, all these guys. I mean, there's a lot of D tackles who get more love than him. But I think Kenny's point is like, how many guys are playing the nose and swallowing two blockers and, you know, taking those two blockers and pushing them back and making plays, right? And getting 4, 5, 6 sacks. And when he watched the film, you know, he saw a lot of sacks that got away, a lot of plays that got away. And that's kind of what he's trying to do, is with that split second that he was away from getting a sack or a big play. How do you make up for that split second? And that's where you shed 15 pounds. He finished last season about 320, and he said he's going to start 305 and try to stay at 305 this season. And it was so funny talking to him, and he got into this in the story. He's like, you know, you live in Wisconsin and it gets cold. You tend to eat a little more, drink
a little more.
Like,
that's right.
And I said, I can relate.
Me too.
By the end of the season, I'm like stepping on the scale. It's like, holy crap, what the hell happened here? It's like, oh yeah, I was down at Fox Harbor with my buddies, you know, maybe drinking a little too much, but that is just life. It gets cold. It doesn't thaw out till May or June, and I think the players are no different. So he's just way more disciplined than he's ever been in his life with his diet, and he's way more determined mentally with his approach to the game. I think that he's ready to really elevate. And look who's next to him, Leroy. I mean, you got Jerron Reed. You've got Devontae Wyatt. You've got some talent now where he's going to be singled up more often, I would think.
Yeah. And that's the thing about it. Because I remember, and I still got my subscription, by the way, to go long. I just want to let people know that.
I appreciate it, man. We love it.
It's worth it, man. Because it's always good, and I really enjoyed the Bob McGinn stuff of last year. But I want to move to the offense a little bit because, you know, Christian Watson was on the PUP. You know, Sammy Watkins, who I'm a big fan of. I hope he can get back to track. So I think I wouldn't say force Aaron Rodgers to spread the ball around. I think Aaron Rodgers understands he has to spread the ball around. But they're going to see more two-back sets with A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones. A lot of ball control. They're going to try to do that. But my question is, what are you expecting? Did you ask him about Jordan Love?
No, not yet.
Okay, because I want to ask about Jordan Love. What are you expecting from him? We know what Aaron can do because he's not going to play in preseason. What are you expecting from Jordan Love in this third year? Now he has a different offensive coordinator and a different quarterbacks coach than Tom Clemens.
I mean, I thought that Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur put it perfectly. He just seems from afar to be way more decisive, and it kind of starts with your footwork. It starts from, you know, your feet up, and if you've got that kind of figured out, everything else comes easy. And it was all the other stuff, I think, that was there all along. You know, at Utah State, I mean, I've talked to his coaches there, teammates there. I mean, the plays he would make improvisational-wise on the run, outside of the pocket, throwing at just insane arm angles. Like, he had all that. So if you can figure out the timing and the fundamentals of everything else, right, like from the waist down to just know, okay, 1, 2, 3, the ball's got to get out. It's all there. It's been there all along. I mean, that's why they drafted him in the first round, is you just don't see quarterbacks that are gifted physically like Jordan Love. And I think they knew it was a project all along. And, hey, if there's one benefit to him not playing as much as he'd probably like to play, it's he can just kind of come along slowly. Now you have to see it in the game. I mean, it's one thing to do it in practice. I think they're going to definitely want to see, obviously, improvement from what he did last year, which it wasn't nearly as apocalyptic as some folks made it out to be. I mean, God, Troy Aikman calling the game, you would have thought it was like a natural disaster, that Chiefs game. I don't think it was that bad, but you definitely will want to see more. And, I mean, this is Jordan Love Super Bowl, right? I mean, they hope they don't see him again, but this is your chance to see if he is ready to start next year, if he has to.
Right.
Talking with Tyler Dunn from Go Long TD here on the Wendy's Big Show. This offense, and you mentioned a little bit at the start of your article talking about Kenny Clark, this offense is going to look very different without Davante Adams.
Very different.
How do you think it's going to end up shaking out? Is it going to be more running backs? Are we going to see some of these rookie wide receivers step up? How do you see this offense looking this year?
Well, I think identity-wise, it is the shift that had to happen. I mean, how long are you going to bang your head against the wall doing what you've always done? I mean, since they won the Super Bowl, which can't take that away from Green Bay, obviously, but since 2010, you're going on, what, 11, 12 years of playing? You know, it's kind of through the prism of your passing game and the offense and outscoring teams. And, you know, special teams is kind of shoved to the back burner. Defense is kind of shoved to the back burner. And I've talked to players on some of those Mike McCarthy teams who really thought that the head coach, you know, just didn't really emphasize defense like he should have in training camp. And it seemed like his eyeballs were always on the offense. And maybe things were a little too finesse, too soft. And the personnel reflected that. They were just trying to kind of force turnovers to get by and win these games. And that catches up to you. I mean, you're talking now since 2018, 6 first-round picks on defense.
Yep.
You're talking about big name signings in free agency, street free agents like Rasul Douglas that you hit the jackpot on. This has been multiple years in the making where you can win a 21-17 game. And I think they're built to win that now. And you finally paid up for a really good coach on special teams, and you're not just trying to get by there. And it just comes down to, I think Aaron Rodgers will buy in. He's a smart guy, but you know, you might just have to punt sometimes, and you might just have to, when Matt LaFleur calls a running play, stick with that running play, because A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones could be the best 1-2 punch in the league, and know it's okay for drives to end kicks, and you just try to win a little more ball control type of game. It feels weird to say it that way. We've never talked that way about the Green Bay Packers, but they're built now to win with defensive football, you know, in low-scoring games, and I think that's a good thing, because everything else hasn't really worked the last decade.
Oh, real quick, before we let you go, Matt LaFleur is one of the best, probably the best coach in the regular season the last 3 years, 39-10, Tyler. But, you know, they judge these guys based on Super Bowls. His group of guys, Kyle Shanahan and McVay, these guys went to Super Bowls, so that's the only thing missing. So people want to know, how can they get to a Super Bowl? And one thing we did back in the mid-90s with Holmgren. On Fridays, we kept it competitive, first offense, first defense, the whole practice. So we look forward. Yeah. We did that after week 11. So when we got in the playoffs, it propelled us to a Super Bowl. What do you think they need to change, in your opinion, to try to get to that next level?
Ooh, I like that. I like that idea. You know, and we talked for that tight end book I was working on, Leroy. That was something that the Saints did with Sean Payton, too, on Fridays. You know, it was one-on-one. I think it was only like 6 or 7 plays. But even that, it reached a level of intensity and volatility where the offense and defense wanted to kill each other. Some of that stuff's good, right? I think you need some of that stuff. It just seems like too often the Packers are kind of limping into the playoffs for one reason or another, and just something's off. I'm all in for that idea. Anything that kind of has the energy up. I mean, even the playoff game against San Francisco at Lambeau Field, even players said this. It felt lethargic. It felt sluggish. They just didn't have that intensity. So anything you can do to just raise the level of intensity is going to help. And I think thinking about this team through the lens of the defense is going to help you one way or another, because you've got some guys on that side of the ball that want to take your head off. And when's the last time we said that about Green Bay?
Tyler, appreciate the time
good
today,
stuff,
man. Keep
Tyler.
Up the great work at Go Long TD.
Any day, any time, guys. Thanks so much. And, hey, congrats again, Leroy. That was awesome.
Say hello to the family, because I know the kids are older now. So just tell Uncle Leroy says hi.
We were watching. You got it. They're big fans already.
Yeah, thanks a lot, buddy. Take care.
There you heard from Tyler Dunn from Go Long TD. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Maybe
that's 844-PRIDE
like
or go to SchneiderJobs.com. I don't know, man. It's a Friday. I'm on to the weekend,
you hyped
man.
Up, boy. I think you're more mad at the Cardinals than San Francisco.
Ain't that the truth? We'll continue talking Packers football next year on the Wendy's Big Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Yeah!
Wendy's Big Show. Toby Altizer, Leroy Butler, Adam Roberts here in the Lakeland University Studios. I know, now I'm hungry.
Where's Wendy's?
Where's that mac and cheese?
I got you covered, man. I'm gonna try to make some on Monday when Steve come back.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, he'll be here. He was hosting the show on the flagship right before us, so he'll be around.
Yeah, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is going to be back on Monday, so it'll be fun.
I think Gary will be back, too, I think.
I think Gary's back, too, so you got the band back together.
Yeah, I may celebrate.
They're kicking me out of here. I might not. My key card might not work anymore.
Oh, man.
Who was that guy for the Jets?
Yeah, it was Jamal Adams.
Oh, Jamal.
Yeah, that's funny.
Man, my card don't work. What's going on?
Oh, man.
You got traded.
Talk about the
$80 million guarantee, but you got traded.
I know, isn't that wild? Talk about the Green Bay Packers as they go into the 49ers game tonight, first preseason game. What questions do you have answered, or you want to see answered, or what players you taking a look at tonight? 855-830-8648. Give us a call there on the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, or you can tweet us at Big Show Network. One thing, I mentioned it. I want to get your thoughts on this, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
When you go up against a running quarterback, I think that's very important is playing disciplined football. And I think that's important no matter what you're doing, but especially against a running quarterback. And, the starting unit for that defense, probably a majority of them aren't going to play. But it's important to see out of guys like Quay Walker, Chris Barnes, that those guys can go out there and play discipline tonight.
Yes. Well, hey, man, listen. Steve Young was, oh, my goodness. He's gone. Once the guys cover 1, 2, 3, back to one, he's gone. Of course, Michael Vick, Randall Cunningham. And we always said, keep these guys in the pocket and just make sure, so you would tell Sean Jones and Reggie White, we do what we call a 9 technique against guys who run. We get a wide 9, a little bit more width to keep them in the pocket so we can bring pressure up the middle. But when a guy, a young kid, instead of going 1, 2, 3 back to one, he'll go 1, 2, 3 and take off. But he'll want to run up the middle if you just leave it wide open. But if he stayed, but if you're Jordan Love, you got to be both. 1, 2, 3, back to one. Maybe take another peep at 3 if you have time. Then run to slide. Trey Lance ain't slide.
No.
No.
That dude's ready to roll.
So he's going to try to run over somebody and get clipped. But if you're Kyle Shanahan, you got to say, listen, we're going to use the running backs. You're not a running back. Get down. But it's difficult because especially for safety, because if you're Savage and you're Amos or your Vernon Scott or Black or some of these guys, you can't see the line of scrimmage. You don't know if, because you know when they back up, they're like 7 to 10 yards. They move forward. You still don't know if he's crossed the line. If you come running up, a guy's behind you. So you got to stay back and let the guys in front of you defend that. Because trust me, I remember I told you about defensive players.
You said they're the smartest dudes in the world, right?
No,
at least that's just you, right, Leroy?
We're the guy with tutors. We need tutors. You got to just stay focused. So anything that's – because that's how the quarterbacks get you that run. You run up, they throw it over your head. And, because you don't mind letting them run or so to get 10 or 15 yards to slide to get a first down. What you don't want is you to run up and he throws a 60-yard bomb over your head. Those kind of things happen in preseason. So it is difficult to defend a guy that can run and throw. Because I remember Aaron Rodgers for a few years, he was running all over the place. It was very difficult to defend him. I mean, he would run and sometimes, run and do that belt on people, that discount double-check stuff. Next thing you know, people taking shots at him. Oh, I better stay in the pocket. Because you get protected by the 5 guys, maybe 6 with the tight end, and the white cap referee. He can't hit you in certain spots. So it'll be difficult to see what kind of game plan that Joe Barry put in for the younger guys. Because I really believe in my heart, most teams, the first and last games, all they want to do is run the ball. If it was up to them, they may attempt 15, maybe 20 throws. And that's what the third and fourth string quarterbacks. You want to work on your running game here, the blocking schemes. So, but if you're Jordan Love, though, you got to feel like this is a historical game, preseason game, 2 young African-American quarterbacks, but one guy's on the fast track to start, and you're still in the oven a little bit. One guy's out of the oven, he's ready to go. You're still just sitting there waiting your chance. 200. It ain't up to 375, but you stand on 200. Sometimes best to see everything. So when you do get the keys, because Aaron was ready. After 3 years, you know, Brett waffled a few years, and Aaron just kept working on his craft, working on his craft. And at the time, Aaron, they look at the bullpen, you know, they pick the phone up. Hey, man, hello? This Aaron? Wait a minute, I'm supposed to talk to the bullpen coach. No, I got the phone. I'm ready, man. Send this man to the Jets. I'm ready. Okay, we'll do just that. Click. Brett, the Jets calling, and we accept it. Well, what you trade me for? Hey, man. some Doritos, the red bag. I'm sorry. We got to go, man.
Got to go Cool Ranch. Yeah.
No, I don't like the way they
I'm not a Cool Ranch guy.
Man, red bag, fire. Yeah. Maybe stank, but it's fire. And after that, once you get Aaron the keys, can't take them back.
Mm-hmm.
And it took them a while. They were 6-10 the first year, but ever since then, Aaron's been platinum. That's why Jordan Love, get in there, work on your hard counts, work on your mannerisms, work on your confidence. His feet work look great because I'm looking at the videos he was posting working with the young man that worked with these quarterbacks. He looks amazing. All he has to do is just listen to Matt LaFleur. He will be fine. His head coach, because the head coach tell you things your position coach won't tell you. The head coach going to keep it 100 with you. The position coaches build you up, okay? They build you up. The head coach keep it 100. You had two people open, but you took off and run. Trust the five guys. Yeah, you're going to get sacked. Trust them. Trust your teammates. Stand in and let God take over. It ain't nothing you need to do. It ain't nothing. And yeah, it's a team sport, but ultimately, it's only one guy in that helmet and a quarterback, the spotlight's on you. Don't let this game get too big for you. Matter of fact, it's good for your first start for the preseason for 2022 is on the road. Now, next week it'll be a little bit different, but you have joint practices to get you acclimated. But going out to San Francisco, a team that's beat you 2 out of 3 years in the playoffs, and it's the first preseason game, this is a big game for him.
855-830-8648, talking about the Packers and the 49ers as they get underway in their first preseason action tonight. I want to tell you about the Wendy's app and Wendy's Rewards. Only thing better than eating Wendy's is earning more Wendy's while you eat. Check out the Wendy's Rewards program. The entire menu's up for grabs. Whatever food you order directly through the app, the website, or at the restaurant counts for points. Every dollar you spend, you'll earn 10 points. Check out the Wendy's app and Wendy's Rewards today. We'll get some of your reaction next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Do what they told ya. You now you do what they told ya. You now you do what they told ya. You now you do what they told ya. Those who died are justified for wearing the badge and your chosen white. You're justified. Those that died for wearing the badge and your chosen white. Those who died are justified for wearing the badge and your chosen white. You're justified.
It's the Wendy's Big Show on a Friday. Toby Altizer, Leroy Butler, and Adam Roberts. Good argument. Good fun banter back and forth.
No, it ain't. He shouldn't even be a Viking fan.
All Vikings fans should be Packers fans.
They're going through enough pain. I'm going to leave them alone.
You want to know ways you can ease that pain? Strawberry Frosties, man.
Woo-hoo.
Get yourself a Strawberry Frosty today at Wendy's. With a Strawberry Frosty, the time to enjoy yourself is just built right in. So rich and creamy, a straw's not going to cut it, and it's going to take you a little while to finish that thing, so make sure you check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? These Strawberry Frosty treats are going fast, so when it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's, limited time only. 855-830-8648. Want to give us a call on the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line as we continue to look ahead to the Packers game tonight. Get out to Steve in Germantown. Steve, what's going on, man?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Toby? Leroy, congratulations again, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What a great weekend that was. You have a beautiful family, dude. That's incredible. As a guy who grew up in the 90s, you were one of the first Packers that I've ever known. And yeah, man, I shed tears at your ceremony. I'm not kidding.
Oh,
I'm not gonna lie
to you.
Thank you
so much. Thank you.
God bless all you do for the community. You are a true Wisconsin guy through and through. I think you know that. So congratulations again, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Real quick, I'm on tonight's game and for the preseason, really, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I don't have concerns about the offensive line or the running backs or really anything on the offense besides seeing these young wide receivers show that they're capable.
Oh,
I want to
yeah.
see Dubs.
Yeah.
I want to see Torrey. I want to see these guys. Just, you know what, Leroy? Toby, I want to see these guys make some catches.
Mm-hmm.
Be
yes.
confident. That's all. That's all we need. Catch the ball. Show the ability to run upfield 5-10 plus yards, whatever it is. And guess what? We got some weapons to play with. Rodgers, he's going to be just fine. The running backs, they're golden. You know that, boys. Those running backs are 1-2. Those are 1 and 1A right there. I don't want to mess with either one of those guys. If I was a defender, I'll tell you that. So for me, it's just making sure that these young wide receivers can just show that they're capable. That's all that we need from them to do. I think Watkins, I think Lazard, I think Cobb, with their veteran leadership, they can handle the brunt of the season. Let's just get Dubs. Let's just get Watson. I know he's not playing tonight, but let's get Dubs, Torrey. Let's get these guys going. Amari Rodgers, too. I don't want to write him off just yet. He's a young guy.
A
he's still
point.
Got plenty of potential. So let's just pump the brakes. This offense is going to be fine, fellas. This offense is going to be just fine.
Steve,
so,
appreciate it, man.
Yeah, you guys take it easy. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Steve. He made a lot of great points. And that's what I was telling Gary and Steve, that they scored 30 points a game for the last 3 years. That's why Aaron had, you know, two MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about it, how you have to manufacture wins. That's what Kyle Shanahan does. He'll muddy it up with you, win it 13-10. And then if you get into the 30s, he has a game plan for that too. Same thing with the Rams. The Rams had a great defense. They'll win it on defense. But every now and then, Matthew Stafford throw a bad ball. But next thing you know, he come back and hit Cooper Kupp wide open. You're going to be that type of offense because you're going to get more opportunities because the defense is going to be better. And special teams, they got to get better because they're the worst in the league. But the defense should give you more opportunity, and that has to come with stopping the run. Stop the run and make somebody like Trey Lance beat you.
Well, and the perfect part, too, is you've got a quarterback in Aaron Rodgers who is the best quarterback in NFL history at limiting turnovers. He just doesn't turn the ball over.
Exactly.
So you're already set with a quarterback who doesn't turn it over. You've got two backs that you can rely on to run the football. So you've kind of got that blueprint in place. Yes, you do need the receivers to step up, but I think with a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, who you've seen at times throughout his career be able to get it done without much at receiver. I think back to last year, I know it was a one-game sample size, and I think it's going to be different now because everyone points to the 7-0 without Devontae. And
yeah.
I mean,
now,
that's
how
a,
many you won with him, though?
That's a one-game stretch. You know, you can change things up, and but over the course of a season, it's a little bit different. But either way, you got Aaron Rodgers, a guy that he'll have to go a little bit back more to his roots of spreading the ball around, finding the guys. He'll find his number one receiver, whether it's going to be Lazard, whether it's going to be Watson, whether it's going to be Dobbs, whoever it's going to be, I'm not sure. He'll find his guy. But he's going to have to play a little bit more fundamental football in terms of finding the open guy and delivering the ball on time. And I think that'll be fine. So, and I think it was Tyler that brought it up a little bit earlier, they're just going to have to play a little more ball control football. You'll have to be fine sometimes punting the football away and trusting the defense. And I think once you get a couple weeks into this season, I think you're going to see that they're going to be fine with that. They're going to realize, you know what? We don't have to score 30 points like you mentioned. Can we get 21 points? Can we get 24 points? Because that should be enough for you. You know, this defense should be able to limit them. And if you're playing an effective brand of football where you're complementing both sides of the ball, you're running it effectively, you're keeping the chains moving, and you've mentioned that multiple times this year. Just move the chains. Give the defense a chance to rest on the side, then they can come back out there. You don't have to score 30 points to win, and if you play complementary football, I think this team can absolutely get to a point where by the time the postseason rolls around, they're going to be a formidable opponent for anyone they go up against, even though the receivers aren't going to be Devontae Adams caliber. They'll still find a way to win these football games.
Exactly. That's why, same thing with the Brewers. Sometimes you go on the road, which both teams are, you got to win it a different style. And because you know it's going to be catch 22. If you beat them, it's just preseason. if you lose, oh man, they got to make another. They got things are just terrible up there. We got to do this, and this. But if Newman can play right tackle, that'll really help.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm excited to see this offensive line because I'm kind of in the same camp with Steve. He said he's not real worried about this offensive line. I know a lot of people are. I'm not incredibly worried about them. If we were talking about more worried about the receivers or line, but I do need to see something out of them tonight. You're going to have that starting unit out there. I need to see some cohesion, these guys working together, because that's one place that if you can get the whole unit working together, you can really rise up and become a better unit than the individual skill that you have on it.
Right.
Is on that offensive line. So I'm interested to see. 855-830-8648. Let's get one more phone call in here. Let's get to Notebook Mike. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, I think we got do I sound all right? I'm getting in and out on my phone.
Yeah, you're good. What's up, Mike?
Okay, just a question for Leroy. I don't think I asked him. Do you take that jacket home?
Is that a trick question? Yes, I do, Mike. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I thought
yes,
they
sir.
Had like a locker room, so when you go and
no, this isn't like Augusta. There. This isn't like Augusta. It's not like you keep the green jacket there.
Actually, I think they can take the jacket home.
No, just for 1 year, Mike.
Why you? Did you want to
really?
Borrow it to wear
that.
It to church or something? you, it's a rental fee.
Tiger's got like what 5?
Yeah.
So we had a lot of time
what you,
with it.
Hey, Mike, what you looking for in the Packers game tonight?
Okay. You know, these receivers have been handed a golden ticket. You're going to a team that's 39-10.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be laying it on the line, you know? And that's what I want to see. I'm just going to focus on it. And you know what? Real quick, I'll hang up. Aaron Rodgers, I see headset, clipboard, street coat.
Exactly.
Sweats.
Yes.
For the first 3 games.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Yep.
Mike, appreciate it.
Mock draft today.
All right, Mike. Well, we appreciate it, Mike. Yeah, I mean,
you're
think
right about that,
he
man,
brings – these dudes are coming to the Packers.
Out there,
well, and he brings up, too, with the receivers. You're getting handed – you get drafted and you come to play with Aaron Rodgers.
Facts. Hey, but not only that, God is good. Devontae left you 169 targets in the air. Now, think about that.
Yeah.
If you're Sammy Watkins, you're thinking, where is the one place that I can go to revitalize my career?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Devontae was platinum for these 3 years, but he's gone. That's a lot of targets. And then, as Aaron said, 80% of the calls were to 17. So if you're a young guy, I know Dobbs. Is it Dobbs or Dubs?
I think
Romeo. Dobbs.
I'm going to go with Romeo.
Yeah.
So, I know he's getting all the headlines, but if you're a young guy, I mean, it's there for to take it. And that's, was it Steve? Steve also made a great point. I mean, Amari Rodgers, man, you're the guy.
Yeah.
That's why they went and got you. So, but see, I think he can lean on another Clemson guy with Sammy Watkins to say, man, listen, I need you to get my mind frame right, get my body right. And because I want to see who's going to be the return guy. Because if you're thinking Dobbs is going to be that guy, you don't want him on return unit, but they had him on return unit. At some point, if you're not a starter, you got to play Alan Lazard one series and come out. I don't need you out there. I need to see the young guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And just catch it. Just catch the ball. They've watched film on this team, but for some of the young guys, it's going to be kind of a shocker. When they go to Santa Clara, I think that's where the stadium is.
Santa Clara.
It's going to be a shocker. You in the big stadium, you know, this is not like a bowl game, you know. But the good thing about Matt LaFleur, the reason why I like him, he always gets his guys in a frame of mind to say, this is not too big for me. I'm built for this. This is what I wanted when I was a kid to play in these games. I mean, this is what you wanted. You asked for this. So now you have to go out and just do what your coaches taught you, and God will do the rest. You don't need to go out there and try to get cute, do too much. Basically, Jordan Love is what I'm saying. And his defense just got to tackle. That's it. You know, don't need to go up there. And I was never a hitter.
Tackler.
I was a tackler. Just get him on the ground. He's still a tackle.
100%.
I'm never going to try to run through people like Chuck Cecil. I mean, it was, hey, man, he'd just run right through you. I wasn't trying to do that. I mean,
Packers Niners tonight. We'll wrap up the Wendy's Big Show coming up next.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Grasping to control, so I better hold on.
Final segment here on a Friday of the Wendy's Big Show. Toby Altizer, Leroy Butler, Adam Roberts wrapping up here before the Packers finally get underway in the preseason against the 49ers. 855-830-8648. You want to give us a call before we wrap up here on a Friday. I want to tell you about Wendy's Hot and Crispy Fries. Wendy's knows that everyone hates the cold and soggy fries. That's why Wendy's serves them up hot and crispy all day, every day. Natural cut, skin on potatoes, fried to golden perfection, and perfectly sprinkled with sea salt, just the way that they should be. Plus, Wendy's fries aren't like other fries. They're not hot 1 second, then cold the next. They're served up hot and crispy every single time, standing up to any dip you throw at them. So grab your favorite sauce, or even a Frosty if you're into that sort of thing, and taste the difference that hot and crispy can make. Head to Wendy's today and get your order of hot and crispy fries at participating Wendy's. Exciting weekend. You got the Packers getting underway. You got the Brewers and the Cardinals getting underway for a 3-game set. It's been fun. It's been fun hanging out with you guys for the last couple of weeks. But Steve Sparky Pfeiffer makes his return to the airwaves on the Wendy's Big Show on Monday. I'm excited for that, Adam. Excited for Sparky to be back.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll have plenty to say. We'll have our Packer reaction Monday. We're working on getting some national NFL writers, Packer writers as well. And Gary, he'll be back from his number retirement. Leroy will be here. I will be here. We've said it a few times. The band's getting back together. But we do want to recognize, Toby, you've been doing an excellent job hosting the show the last few weeks. Been great working with you. A lot of back and forth. I know I appreciate that. And it's been great doing this for the last few weeks. Hopefully we can do it again soon.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll hear from me at some point. It's really good to be with you the last couple of weeks. But Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, he's back in his rightful chair on Monday. Enjoy the Packers. Enjoy the Brewers. We'll talk to you on Monday.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.